Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us again, Rob Senter, fabulous producer. Matt Cotrillo back in the newsroom. He's doing his thing, too, keeping us up to date with all the information we need to know. So we do appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, two board members of the Northumberland County Fair are back in our studio. They come in each year to tell us about this fun event. Marianne Troutman is here. Marianne, how long have you been involved in helping out with the fair and making sure that this fair happens and so on?
This is year number three for me for the fair.
Okay, three. So, but volunteering and helping out and helping to make sure that this happens with all the music and the competitions and so on. So, welcome aboard. And Joe Bartello, of course, we know him as an individual. He's on Sunbury City Council, but he's a board member of the Northumberland County Fair and just a good, active individual around here and a good Catholic, too. How about that?
Yeah, I was expecting that.
Yeah, St. Pius the X.
Thanks for having us.
What's the name of the men's group? That Man Is You.
Yes, That Man Is You.
You're part of that. I've been lucky enough as a bad Lutheran to sit in the back row at some of these good functions and learn a lot. It's intense, good information for men. So that's over at St. Pius. All right, but Northumberland County Fair is this weekend. Marianne, you set the scene. Tell us about this activity. If folks haven't been there, give us a quick turnaround tour of what we'll see.
The Northumberland County Fair is the biggest little fair in Pennsylvania. We have lots of activities. We cover lots of age groups from little on up. Lots to eat, lots to see, lots to hear, lots to do.
All right, music and bale throwing and tractor pulling. So if people want to actually get involved, they can do that.
Oh, yeah, you could just show up and sign up for any of the events like the pedal tractor pulls for the little kids, the garden tractor pulls for the bigger kids on Wednesday night. We also have the farmer's triathlon, which is the bale throwing, bale stacking, and the pedal tractor pull.
All right,
those three events together.
Oh, the pedal tractor pull is for young people, but adults can do it too?
Yes, the adults can do it too, and they split it both into women's groups and men's groups. So it's
all right, so pedal tractors. So this is a grown-up on a small, tiny tractor, basically?
It's about the size of a bicycle, I would say. But it has a sled behind it that you pull, and it gets heavier as you go. So, you know.
Well, I've seen a couple of things at the Northumberland County Fair. I dare say I haven't seen that. That would be pretty memorable by the sounds of it.
You should come try it.
Oh, try it.
We can sign you up. It's not a problem.
Well, I like bike riding, so I have some of those muscles already tuned up. So, okay. All right, so Northumberland County Fair starts on Thursday. Wednesday.
It starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday. Boy, that's
Wednesday,
crazy.
One of our popular events on Wednesday is the sale of the baked goods. Mostly you have to fight off the board members to get in there to see what's for sale.
They won't even let you see it.
Well, we'll let you see it, maybe sniff it, but the purchase of, we take our baked goods that are in the competition. Once they've been judged, they get cut up into pieces, and we sell the pieces, and Joe is a very good supporter of that event.
So he's got $40 set aside.
We provide forks, you know, with each item you buy, you get a fork. So, but Joe is one of our number one supporters of the event.
He's a bigger person for it. How about
that? Yes.
All right, so that's Wednesday, Farmers Day. The fair open to the public 3 to 9 p.m. And that at that time, at 1 p.m., folks will be able to see that the judging will be underway for fruit, flowers, vegetables, and baked goods. From 5 to 8 p.m. is the 4-H Animal Science Quiz Bowl. That's new this year. What will that entail? What will I see? I've seen sort of quiz-type programs where they ask kids a lot of questions.
Yeah, it'll be like four or more groups of 4-H kids from different areas it'd be in like a Jeopardy-type contest.
Wow, asking their agriculture knowledge. That's fabulous. Okay, and then the garden tractor pulls. Now, these are garden tractors that have a motor, or the first set.
Right.
Okay, so that's at 6:30 p.m., and the sale of baked goods, the all-important sale of baked goods, of which Marianne's not a stranger there either.
Oh, so no, I'm not a stranger. I know what to go for.
All right, Thursday, August 22nd, Senior Citizens Day. The fair is open from 3 to 9 p.m. again, so same hours. Now, folks won't see it, but at 1 p.m. they'll be judging of the remaining entries, needlework, arts and crafts, photographs, etc. From 3 to 9 p.m. is the Farm Animal Education Exhibit is open. 5 to 7 p.m. your music starts up with Kimbo and Brian as the entertainment. They're there for the first time in 2019, it says. And 7 to 9 p.m. is the Midlife Cowboys Band, so folks know them. They're pretty popular around here. And at 7 o'clock also is the Mutton Busting event, which is what, wrestling?
Nope. Mutton Busting event is kids 75 pounds or less on sheep.
Okay.
Basically, it's bull riding for kids, but instead of the bull, we have them on sheep.
All right. Kids on sheep. I'll make a note of that.
Yeah, that's another one you don't want to miss.
All right.
It's very entertaining.
Oh, okay. Well, it sounds fabulous. It sounds, and you get a lot of kids involved. Kids compete throughout every category.
Last year, the mutton busting event, we had a cutoff of 25 kids, and we still had kids that were outside the gate waiting. That if someone decided they didn't want to go, we're not, you know, you. We ask them, you know, more than once, are you sure you want to do this? And if someone didn't, we brought another kid in to take his place. But we have kids literally lining up, waiting for their turn to get on that sheep.
And if folks want to get more information about the Northumberland County Fair, northumberlandcountyfair.com is the website. The exhibits and activities and just the fun continues on Friday and then on Saturday all day long from 9 to 9 in the fireworks display.
Yeah. Friday night we have Donald Benjamin, the CMA artist, that's going to be there Friday night. And that's the first time we've had a actual country music artist.
Well, he's a star. I've heard that name, so good for him. Okay. So that is Friday night.
Friday night,
so we're looking forward to that. And then we have Nate and the Aces on Saturday night, and
yep.
they're a popular band, too.
Right. That's like blues rock music, and KJ Riemann Snyder Wagner is at 6 p.m., and boy, you just have great, and Bonnie Wicker and Mason Wicker are there at 1 p.m., so Frank Wicker's on at 11 a.m., so just some great stuff.
I think Friday, was it Thursday or Friday, we have Jim McClincy also, too.
Yeah, oh, okay, Sunbury's mailman, or one of Sunbury's mailmen, the singing mailman. Is he retired from the postal service yet?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay. So now he's doing this. This is full-time gig then, singing occasionally for good things. Why is there a Northumberland County Fair? Tell us about this idea that, you know, this fun fair has got to be raised up and talked about.
I mean, the main purpose is to educate people, you know, where your food comes from, you know, the farm to the table sort of a thing, to get kids educated on the actual where your food comes from type of thing. And they have some fun in the process, you know. But that really is the main purpose of the agricultural department. That's why they fund these fairs across the state.
When you see pop-up farm stands around here this time of year, and folks may think food comes from Wises. You know, you don't always think about farmers,
right.
But these are farmers and other agriculture-oriented families continuing. In what way is agriculture really brought up and talked about at the fair?
We'll have the master gardeners will be there doing presentations. We'll also have,
Stan. Stan is a beekeeper. He's going to be doing presentation at least once, if not more. And there's another one that is escaping me at the moment.
Right, NorthumberlandCountyFair.com. Mm-hmm. While you think of that, I'll reiterate some basic info that folks may want to know about. Kids Day is Friday. The fair is open to the public from 3 to 10 p.m. Shikellamy Schools will not be in session yet, so the kids will be open to go to that. Well, it doesn't start till 3 p.m. anyway, but 3 to 10 p.m. The exhibits will be open. There's music. That's when Jim McClincy is singing. There's a rabbit and guinea pig show, and that's Friday at 6 p.m. And the Donald Benjamin Band is at 6 p.m., and the bale throwing and bale stacking contest, part of the Farmers Triathlon, is continuing until dark at the Kids Day. So 3 to 10 p.m. on Friday, and then 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the Family Day on Saturday. So make a pitch for folks to go to the Northumberland County Fair, please. Marianne?
We invite everyone, yourself, your children, your grandparents, your friends, your dog, actually, your pets. We do have a pet parade on Friday night. We invite everyone to come see what we do. have some fun, get some food. Definitely, you want to eat while you're there. And just enjoy your time outside and learning a little bit about where your food comes from and what a fun event it could be.
There's free admission, free parking.
Yeah, so everything's free. Of course, you would pay for food and so on, but you can enjoy
right.
a ton of interesting activities for free. Do you pay to enter the bale throwing? Is that says there's a fee to get in that? Do you recall?
I don't think there's a fee for bale throwing. I think there's an entry fee for the pedal tractor pull.
If it is, it's just a dollar.
Yes, okay. Yeah. We're not there to break your wallet.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the whole thing is just fabulous entertainment. I mean, just the opposite of what you think might be the Bloomsburg Fair is, where you got to pay a lot to park and pay a lot to get in, and, you know, a whole family could drop $100.
Yeah.
If you had $100 and you went to the Northumberland County Fair, you'd be coming home with $80, it sounds
like. If you had $100 and you come to the Northumberland County Fair, we'll gladly take your money and make you a sponsor.
Yeah, that sponsor level stuff. Yeah, and speaking of sponsors, boy, pick up the program and then patronize the sponsors that are there. Goss Electric, North Shore Railroad. I guess I don't need North Shore Railroad too much, but the other folks who do, please could utilize them. And you'll see Grandma's Homemade Apple Dumplings at the fair. Is that a vendor or is that just a good advisor?
They're a vendor also, they're a sponsor. The other demonstrator we have is Dale Wolf. He'll be there demonstrating muzzle loader making. He's going to make a muzzle loader while he's there, I believe.
UPMC and the Fresh Roasted Coffee business from Sunbury. Will they be there? Fresh Roasted Coffee, do you know? They're a good sponsor, I see here. Don't know. Okay,
yeah,
well, you don't know.
If I'm,
you're not the vendor
there's
chair?
There's just areas that I decide are not my area, and I just stay out of those.
Right. Don't go looking for trouble.
That's right. You mention something, and all of a sudden, you're in charge. So we'll just stay out of those areas.
But the Marianne. Fair is out at Tall Cedars, Tall Cedars Grove.
Yeah. How do you get there? Folks may not know where that is.
Take Route 61 to Route 890. And go south on 890 to the Wolf's Crossroads, make a left on Seven Points Road.
Follow the signage.
Follow the signs.
All right. Well, thank you both for coming in. Marianne Trauman and Joe Bartello, NorthumberlandCountyFair.com.